If the great gods be just, they shall assist the deeds of justice men.
No, worthy Pompey. And what they do delay, they not deny.
Whiles we're suitors to their throne, decays the thing we sue for. I shall do well. The people love me, and the sea is mine. My powers are crescent, and my auguring hope says it will come to the full. And Mark Antony in Egypt sits at dinner, and will make no wars without doors. Caesar gets money where he loses heart. Lepidus flatters both, and both is flattered, but he neither loves nor either cares for him.
Caesar and Lepidus are in the field, and mighty strength they carry.
Where have you this? 'Tis false.
From Silvius, sir.
He dreams. I know they're in Rome together, looking for Antony. But all the charms of love, salt Cleopatra, soften thy wavy lip. Let witchcraft join with beauty, lust with both. Tie up the libertine in a field of feasts, keep his brain fuming. Epicurean cooks sharpen with cloyless sauce his appetite, that sleep and feeding may prorogue his honour even till a leafy dawn.
Mark Antony is every hour in Rome expected. Since he went from Egypt, it's a space of further travel.
I did not think this amorous surfeiter would have donned his helm for such a petty war. His soldiership is twice the other twain. But let us rather higher our opinion, that our stirring can from the lap of Egypt's widow pluck the ne'er lust-wearied Antony.
I cannot hope Caesar and Antony shall well greet together.
Were it not that we stand up against them all, to a pregnant they should swear between themselves. For they've entertained cause enough to draw their swords. But how the fear of us may cement their division and bind up the petty difference we yet not know. Be it as our gods will have it. It only stands our lives upon to use our strongest hands.